Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about the Cardi B and Bia rap beef.
That shit was boozy.
Well, hella boozy.
And it was very, like, you could tell she was trying to do, like, that, like, with the beat and the chants and stuff. I was just like,
That shit did not hit.
There would be no Bia slander, okay?
Hey. I don't know who Bia is, so I saw that could be tons of slander for me.
I saw a comment
that said, this shouldn't be a song. She getting cooked, dummy. I just don't like, I don't have anything against Bia. I actually know some songs from her that I like. I've heard some that I like.
Bia has a lot of bangers.
But that I think
she does.
It's weird in like women rappers, like one person will like do a song with Nicki and then immediately just start beefing with Cardi B. And then somebody, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's like this weird, like, I don't know, tribal thing.
It's a clear divide. Like either you're on Nicki's side or Cardi's side.
But you could just be friends with one of them and not do a diss track, you know? It's just like they're like trying to like make friends and get in good with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird.
I don't like it.
It is weird.
It is what it is. What's up, everybody? I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey.
We have, for the first time in the studio with us, on the show, we have the illustrious, the veganist, the comedian, the host, on-camera entertainer, Miss Courtney Haynes is in the building.
That's right. You had a vegan shirt.
Hello.
What did that shirt say? I was making fun of it.
It was sexy vegan pants. It was. That's what it said. Sexy vegan. You want me to get you one?
No.
I think you want one.
I'm not vegan.
Yeah, but still, you give vegan energy. You could have fooled me.
I give vegan.
You give vegan energy.
But vegans can't just be like, I'm sexy. It's like, no, sexy vegan. You know? It has to be like,
yeah,
I'm a vegan.
So they're letting you know before you shoot your shot. Just know that we going to all vegan restaurants.
All bad dates.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's gonna be some cringy farts going on, right?
Well, the gas do be gas.
The gas be gas.
Vegans have bad gas.
What?
I mean, I wouldn't say bad gas because like there's levels.
Plant
to bad
based
gas.
Farts.
But yeah, it's like plant based poots.
That's awful.
Anyway.
That should be fire. That should be hot.
Listen,
awful.
Here's the thing. Here's
what?
The thing though.
What?
You would think vegan food is cheaper than it is, but it's not.
Nah,
so it's
I wouldn't
still
think that
gonna
at all.
Be it's still gonna be a very extravagant date. Okay.
Just
no, it's just gonna be more
good.
Expensive. It ain't gotta be extravagant. It's always been the healthier food is more expensive.
That's true.
It's always been.
That's how society is.
Soda would be like $2 for $4, one bottle of water, $3.79.
Dr. Thunder or Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. We don't do no Dr. Thunder over here.
Classic.
That's crazy.
If we're gonna drink soda, we're gonna drink the real soda. We're not drinking knockoffs, okay?
I fucks with RC. Woof. RC Cola?
What does that even taste like?
What does that
I
even
forgot
taste
she's
like?
From the Midwest.
Well, I am from
Oklahoma.
Small town Oklahoma, baby. We had RC outside the grocery store. So we'd have.
Outside?
Yeah. In the vending machine.
The vending machine outside.
Yeah,
so it didn't make it into the grocery store.
They're like, we're not putting that shit in here.
No.
Fucking RC Cola. Remote control cola?
Remote control cola.
And it was only a quarter. And you know what?
So in the grocery store, they had like Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Yeah, they had the regular shit.
Yeah, they were credible. They kept that.
So that was for homeless people.
That was for me.
My family.
Those are for the people who weren't allowed at the grocery store. Got it.
That was the
red
new
box. Cola.
You can't bring those six cats in here. Go get your fucking cola outside.
Get out of here.
You need some quarters? Yeah, I do. Give me a change for one. Give me a change.
Shout out to Brick City Comedy Club in Oklahoma City, man. It's a good time over there.
Bricktown.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I knew.
You did.
Yeah.
It's a great club. It's a great club.
It is. A nice green room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I fucks with it. They got a lot of snacks. They got so many fucking snacks.
Too many
snacks.
It's
a table you just lift up, and it's every type of candy bar and every type of candy that you want. It's a glass table. You lift up the top part, and you just grab whatever you want. Snacks, galore in the green room. It's really nice.
Yeah, snacks galore.
Very hospitable, you know. Yeah. Definitely have that, you know, Southern hospitality because Oklahoma is culturally the South. I don't care geographically what you say.
Man, it ain't really the South like that.
It is the South.
It's just the country.
It's the Mason-Dixon line.
Midwest country-ass city. That's all it is right there. Oklahoma City was where the first Black Wall Street was, though, before they
had
the fire.
Tulsa,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Tulsa.
It's okay. I got the,
all in Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
So just put
it's
in one
the
big
same.
City. Just make it one big city.
It's Oklahoma.
Just make it one big.
What
the hell is going on at that first, that little...
The panhandle?
Yeah, what the hell's going on there?
You know, well, actually...
Why didn't they just give those borders up?
They really should have. They should have given it to New Mexico. Was it New... It borders what? Well, the panhandle of Texas... And I believe a little bit of, was it a New Mexico, I think it is.
Texas has a panhandle?
Yeah, they have a panhandle. Nobody talks about it. Nobody
is that the little thing right here?
This little tip.
Or the tip that's like this?
At the top. The little Amarillo. Yeah, the little box.
Oh, the
hot
top.
It's like the hot top. Little hot top.
Yeah, that thing. Oh. Wait, I don't see what you... Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it comes
across...
They
should have just given that to Texas.
Yeah, they really should have, but hey, listen,
do you know
how
many miles that is? Because I feel like if you live there, you're stupid.
Are you saying, like, in there? I think Amarillo is in that little box, right?
That's where you're from?
Right? No, I'm from Oklahoma.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about the little panhandle.
Oh, that part? Oh, yeah. So we've got... There's a couple little small cities that are in there.
That's
but that
14
panhandle,
streets.
You know what? That is... I drove that one time with my family, and you saw... Basically, it
aliens.
Was New Mexico. It was like a bunch of like plateaus, you know, like a plateau.
Oh, mesas? Mm.
Like mesas.
I know.
Come on. A bunch of mesas. And it's like, we really, that's nothing like the rest of
that's
the state.
There's one grocery store that sells RC Cola in that whole panhandle.
Mm-hmm. And it does well. Discount food. Shout out to Discount Foods.
That's a crazy.
Actually, it was Buy for Less. Shout out to Buy for Less.
Not Food for Less. Buy for Less.
Buy for Less.
Is the four a number four? God damn it.
I mean, what were they supposed to do? Like, the signage, it would cost way more for the other three letters.
F-O-R?
And you're already buying for less. Why am I doing signage for more?
You're already in the panhandle.
It doesn't
Some
make
extra
sense.
Two letters might put
buying
you
buying for less. What the fuck, I'm going to have my sign for more?
Oh, man.
That don't even make sense. That's just bad news.
I never thought about
the
sign budget.
How is dating in Oklahoma? It seems dusty.
Dry as a plane. Tumbleweedy.
Damn.
No, you know what? Dating in Oklahoma for me, I stayed in relationships majority of my time in Oklahoma because maybe there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But honestly, but my single years that I did have, I had a lot of fun in Oklahoma.
Mm, well,
there was a lot of things to do. I was in Oklahoma City. It was a good time.
Good
there
time.
Was a lot of things to do.
Like what?
Well,
I just couldn't help it. You said there's a lot of things to
do.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things to do.
Okay, so one, the Thunder were at their prime, right? The Thunder were at their prime. So Thunder games, that whole energy, vibes, parties, mm-hmm. Vibes Cartel, boom, Oklahoma City. And remember when the lockout happened? The lockout? Mm-hmm. And Kevin Durant threw a party in Oklahoma.
Where spreader.
It was a charity basketball event.
Mm-hmm. Was it outside or inside?
No, it was at the arena. It was like an actual, like.
So during COVID.
Allowed.
Was this during COVID?
I think it was the refs that had the I can't remember. The lockout. NBA lockout. It happened like maybe 2013, 14, 15, somewhere in there.
I was thinking of COVID.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No, I was way gone.
I was thinking
I
no,
was
the bubble.
Long gone from Oklahoma City at that point. It. But back in my day, when I was actually single in Oklahoma, it was actually a very fun time.
Right.
And, you know, the parties would be popping off. It'd be brunch and stuff.
Did you get with any of the Thunder?
I didn't, unfortunately. I really wish.
What else is there to do out there?
I really wish I could have, you know. And so what else was I doing? That was my only way out.
When did you become a vegan?
I didn't become a vegan until 2.5 years ago.
Oh, so you weren't out there?
Yeah, really? I was in LA.
Would it be hard to be vegan out there?
Oh, is
it
fuck
like
yes.
It's
oh,
like
yeah,
super
it's
what? Barbecue?
Barbecue, lots of barbecue, mm-hmm. Lots of fried, like fried chicken, mm-hmm. fried chicken, chicken fried steak, baby mashed potatoes, greens, all this shit, okra. We love okra.
Did you say baby mashed corn. Potatoes?
No.
She was just saying like baby.
Oh,
yeah. She said it fast.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but yeah, just because I'm reminiscing on how butter tastes. But yeah, like it's a big, like,
damn,
ain't nothing healthy out
butter.
There. No.
Because of milk?
Dairy.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Ooh. Yeah.
I mean, there's vegan butter. Y'all acting like I had a cookie.
What about honey?
So no, I am
bees.
A vegan who I eat honey. Yes, technically it's not.
But they don't die, right?
Exactly. So in my mind, I'm rocking with honey and agave.
Okay.
This sometimes does too much.
So wait, if honey's okay, why not dairy?
It's different.
It's still a byproduct, though.
Yeah, it's a byproduct, but dairy, just how our honey bodies are composed, like, it actually fucks with us, okay?
It's
you
not.
You lactose. Yeah, it does. You lactose intolerant.
No, for
you,
sure.
You just intolerant. And so...
Y'all fine.
That's mad funny.
Y'all fine with B-nut, but y'all got a problem when it comes from the...
It's throw up, yeah.
Don't say y'all. It's just
Which
me.
Is a lot better.
It's B-throw up,
It's
though.
Just me. I'll fuck with B-vomit. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa. Who does?
I'm just agreeing with hippie at this point.
You mean
because it sounds
with
good.
Other cows, right?
Yeah, they be yeah. Like, what do you do to the cows?
Forced breeding.
Yeah, they force to breed them.
Let's use that term.
Yeah,
veal is crazy.
Veal is crazy.
To just be like, can I order the baby cow? That's so insane to me.
How fresh is the veal? Oh, we just killed it this morning. It's really fresh.
Yeah.
It was chained to a steak its whole life. Like, damn. That's rough. That's why I'm vegan.
That is. This is why you vegan? Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Well, shut the fuck up. You just cut off seafood 2 months ago, and now I'm a new man.
Hey, I am. I'm cutting back on, no pork, no seafood. I'm basically you.
No, you're not.
You still do beef and chicken.
Right.
And fish.
But that's 50% off.
It's free
seafood.
Range only. Organic?
I don't know.
Do you shop at Erewhon?
Huh?
Do you shop at Erewhon?
I do.
See?
Regularly or just like sometimes? You get some things in there. Are you getting everything that goes in your refrigerator from Erewhon?
You got the... Do you have
Hell
the...
Hell no!
Do you have
not.
The Erewhon water?
Have, huh?
If you have the Erewhon water, that means you're committed.
I have the glass...
Yes.
I have a bunch of those in my cupboard.
See, he is committed.
And I do the coconut tenders with cauliflower, buffalo cauliflower,
okay.
The Japanese sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Are those the purple ones?
Yes, so good. And then, and that's it. And then everything else is beef product.
Yeah, you're getting...
I had beef medallions yesterday. Who am I kidding? You don't miss it? You don't ever just, like, cheat a little bit?
She
no,
was looking
I
at,
don't.
She was looking at my Wingstop today when she was
I
looking
did.
At her lips.
Listen,
she was looking at her lips and I did that ranch.
No, not the ranch. It was the Wingstop essence. You know the Wingstop bag got the perfume on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's in the bag when you get it. And so it just took
the
me back.
Essence? Is that what you just said?
The essence of Wingstop.
That's crazy.
And then I went back to, I'm boneless. I know that's controversial, but I was going back to the boneless lemon pepper with the Parmesan and the fries. Extra
boneless
seasoning.
Wings are crazy.
How's it crazy? It's just not
eating with a
big
fork.
Nuts.
Yeah, but it's just simple.
I need the
it's
bone.
Just to the point.
Why
I
would
like,
you eat it with a fork? You
I
don't
like
just
efficiency.
Pick it up and pop it?
Yeah, but I mean, every time I see somebody eating boneless wings, it's with a fork, and I just be like, I
grab
know.
My shit. Like,
me too.
Big sunflower seeds.
Mm-mm.
Stop it. No, you're not. That's not popcorn chicken to hear.
That's awful.
I don't care. That's how I eat it. I'm not here for your judgment.
That is horrifying.
I could see you with a box. Remember at KFC? KFC's popcorn chicken?
That shit was fire. When it first came out, they redropped it. I feel like it changed a little bit, but that original popcorn.
Have you guys ever seen somebody they'll have like a donut and salad, and they'll smell the donut and then bite the salad?
I've seen people do it on videos. I ain't never really tried. Well, I tried it once.
I didn't do that.
Did it work?
That's like...
Nah.
I feel like you're just disappointed with the taste after the smell.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, if we're, you know, if I want it, I shouldn't be having sex, and I don't want to have sex, but somebody's like, oh, well, I'll just,
you have
I don't
a dick
know.
Right here.
Just have the dick, waft the dick in front of you. Like,
waft the dick?
Like, all right, cool, yeah, that's enough. And then I go to, like, read my Bible. Like, that doesn't do the thing.
That's crazy.
That
a dick
doesn't
and then Bible
do the, like,
scripture?
Right, exactly. Like,
dick scripture.
That
dick
is
scripture.
The equivalent of donuts and salads. Just eat
not,
the donut.
That is way different.
Dick.
That
yeah,
is way
same.
Different.
It is taunting. It is taunting. Either way, it is taunting
different.
Or something delectable,
oh.
And I refuse.
Okay, I mean,
to just not indulge. I'm
gonna let you have it, but I think in your heart of hearts, you know that's bullshit. I think in your heart of hearts.
The following question I'm gonna ask you is not supposed to be mean,
but it's totally about to be mean.
No. I'm
it's
telling
about to
you.
Be mean.
I'm telling
Get
you.
It. Stop it.
It's that's not. It. It's
Patrick.
This is not
no offense,
a jab,
Patrick. Anytime a dude does like this,
this is not a jab.
This is not a jab. That totally means a jab.
I'm just letting you know to not take it out of context because it's not right. Supposed to be mean.
Understood.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you heard from the elephant you saved? I'm trying to tell you. Okay. Courtney has an elephant necklace. and they told her that buying that necklace saves an elephant. I'm just asking. Is there any updates from
did
this?
Did you paint the picture? Did he paint a picture and send it? Because the elephants, they be...
Right, are there any updates?
Did they write a letter and have a picture of him like saved. Playing in the water hole?
This
no.
Elephant that you think you saved. Okay.
No. I would like to think that he's living his best life somewhere out in Zimbabwe.
Because of the
roaming
necklace.
Around because of the necklace.
So you were just...
Yeah.
All the way home.
We're just gonna that's Trump the narrative that I'm gonna stick with the necklace.
Just
it saved a fucking elephant.
Just a making sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
You okay?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, I hope I didn't make you think
no,
of it. Okay,
it's fine.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, what we got today.
Well, we haven't done the intro song.
Oh yeah.
This is our first time on, so she gotta do the intro song. She got it's just mandatory at this point. So the intro song is different every time.
Okay.
We freestyle it.
I love it.
I kick a beat, Pat it, kick it off.
Hell yeah.
And then he's going to pass it to you. And your only goal is at some point rhyme scary with another word. Harry, Larry, Mary. So damn it that you're scary with my best friend is named Mary, her husband's name Larry, something like that. Mm. It doesn't matter how you do it. But
Will Smith rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, basically like that. Will Smith is one of Pat's favorite rappers.
You never heard Willennium?
I remember Willennium.
Nas wrote, first of all, Nas wrote from Will Smith, so that's not that far-fetched for him to be one of the top rappers. All
right. So about this freestyle?
It still wasn't good.
Nas
what was your
wrote
song? Was it Big Willie? Big Willie style? What was the song you sing?
Getting Jiggy With It.
Uh-huh.
Willennium with Cisco.
Which one do you know? Like
here it come, another year. Come on, everyone. New millennium. New millennium, my bad.
Okay.
But he even says that.
But
millennium. Excuse me, millennium, you know.
Okay, but what verse could you kick right there from one of those songs?
You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend. Let's he really said that. That was always the most odd bar I've ever heard.
That is your favorite too, because that's your go-to every
bag
time.
Bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing the jig.
Wow.
His hands are kids. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. Just bite it. It's for the
look. I don't light it.
He did not need to.
That's how you stay safe.
He didn't.
You gotta let the brands know.
Cigar?
Just for the look.
Cigar?
Yeah. At that time in the 90s.
I'm not a smoker. You know what I'm saying?
Those anti-tobacco ads. Come on, anti-tobacco ads were pretty strong.
Just smoke the cigar.
You didn't want Truth to come after them. The smoking awareness campaign. Like,
I was the demo he was trying to avoid. I was like, I'm not gonna smoke a cigar because of you.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Jay Moore, and I want to let you know that this ad is sponsored by Mando. This episode is sponsored by Mando in part. Y'all not hip on Mando? Well, I'm honored to tell you. If you're familiar with Lumi, right? Lumi came out with the all-day deodorant, all-body deodorant for the ladies. It takes care of all the pits, nether regions, all the whole thing, the whole body. Well, guess what? They got that for men. Okay, fellas? Now, y'all know anything. Y'all know I'm big on smell. I'm big on the way you carry yourself. I'm big on personal care. All of that. And Lumi has you covered, all right? And thanks to Lumi, they created Mando, and now Mando got you covered. Fellas, it's time to step it up, all right? After you take a shower with soap, like 8 hours later, your body odor is somewhere around 8 up top, underarms, the pits, right? And like a 5 below. Out of 0 to 10 scale, that's where you rank most people, right? Some of y'all are worse. All right, some of y'all are worse. I ain't gonna point no fingers, I ain't gonna say nothing, but some of y'all know who y'all are and y'all are worse. This is exactly why you need to get Mando, fellas. Okay, they got all day 72-hour protection deodorant for your entire body, and they got body wash. So you clean up with the body wash, ultra clean, boom, keep her fresh with the all body, all over deodorant. 72 hours? What, listen, what are you waiting on? Get in on this. Right now. Listen, fellas, I'm telling you, control your body odor anywhere with @shop.mando and get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40% off, okay? With the promo code DIYS at shopmando.com. Listen, get yourself together, all right? #ManduPod. You already know what's going on. make sure you head over to shopmando.com, use the promo code DIYS, and get $5 off your starter pack. Listen, you'll thank me later. I know you will. And I'm just going to say, you're welcome.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? I'm here with Courtney. We going to do this like this. We going to get to these stories real shortly. I'm here chilling with my nigga Courtney.
Yeah.
Hit your ass with a bat like Negan.
Wow.
This nigga right here's vegan. And these bars real elegant. Mm. She bought a necklace and she thinks she saved the elephant.
Ooh.
Now I'm gonna pass it to my damn self. Just kidding. I'm gonna pass it to this damn elf.
Wow. You really called me an elf. Sitting here like that. He's about to drink some shit that's top shelf.
Ooh.
Patrick Cloud, you kind of loud, but that's okay, because I know what's really going down.
Okay.
My name is Courtney, yeah, I'm from the South, and you're doing a lot of, damn it,
Oklahoma ain't South.
Fucked up my flow, but that's okay to hear. If you don't know, you know why I'm here, because shit is getting scary. I'm kind of hairy, okay. That's okay, because I got laser, and it's very, 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 very
Ooh.
Expensive, and I don't really know that's what hard. To do with it, but that's okay, because your nigga love it. I'm just kidding.
The extra varies? That was hard.
Thank you.
Good job, Courtney! She took the mic with no hesitation, no fear. One
always.
Thing I would say about Courtney
always.
Is she's a motherfucking great trier. Right? She will give it a fucking whirl. And if she's great at it, fantastic. Is she not? So what? She tried.
I don't give a fuck.
Courtney be living fucking life. Courtney almost be missing flights for shows. For concerts.
Oh, yeah.
Because she has to get the set list off of every fucking concert she goes to.
Yeah.
You have to get the set list?
The set list, yeah. So that actually started when I went to go see Hall & Oates. I was like 20, I don't know, long time ago. Well, not a long time ago. But it was like maybe 2015. Love Hall & Oates. And so they were in Dallas, so I drove from Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend and I.
Horse and carriage first, and then you got to... Dallas, you switched.
Well, I had to order the tickets from Pony. The tickets didn't arrive through Pony Express until like the day before. So I was like, wow. So I was actually off to a late start. But we had to hit the trail at dawn.
First day is
and
like...
my wagon was in the shop. And so I just had to wing it, you know? But no, I went to Hall & Oates, drove to go see Hall & Oates. And it was probably one of my favorite concerts. Because I have this thing where I want to see all of my great, you know, favorite artists before they die.
Yeah.
Or before they kick the bucket.
Do they die?
No, they're still alive, but they beefing right now. They actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they split
Daryl Hall and John Oates. They were beefing, I think, over some rights. Not rights to the music,
Masters.
But vision of like what they wanted to do, like present day.
I
and
heard
so
Hall was
Daryl,
better.
Well, he's the main singer on everything. You know, John just has the mustache. John's the vibe, mm-hmm. but Daryl is the essence.
Can you use their last name?
Yeah.
I don't know who John or Daryl is.
So Daryl, the lead singer, is the essence, but.
Daryl Hall.
Okay. And John Oates. Mustache. Think mm-hmm. mustache. Suave. Rico Suave.
What does he do?
Oh, let's,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the vibe right
What does
there.
Oates do?
That's the Private Eye cover. I'm just
kidding. What does Oates
the
do?
The album was on there.
Let me see that one at the top right above that.
Is
let's
Oates
see
the
that.
Instrumentalist?
Oates, yeah. So Oates, he plays the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But he does more than that.
That's them?
Yeah. Yeah
they look
it.
Like
that's
wrestlers now.
See, they broke
that's
up,
a
see?
Split.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
Damn.
That sucks. But Daryl is still on the road. You can catch him touring. But so
Daryl Hall.
Yes. But I went to go see Hall & Oates, again, one of my favorite groups of all time, back in the day. And when I say back in the day, it was like 2015. But got the set list after the show. It was great. And oh my God, Daryl Hall's guitar pick.
Oh, you got the pick too?
He threw it?
I had to get it from stage.
What does that mean?
I went to the stage and I was like, hey, it was a set list. And he was like, I've got something better than a set list. He had already left. It was like one of his like security niggas.
Wait. You never explained what that meant, like to get the set list.
So basically the set list is like the order of the show. So
right.
musicians at concerts and the artists, of course, they'll have a set list of the songs in order of what
sure.
they'll do. So they know what to play next. They mm-hmm. know how to come in. And the set list basically just lets you know, hey, from that night, you know, if you want to, you know,
relive the memories,
mm-hmm. you can see what they played in order. They actually have that frame with the guitar.
Oh, so they'll give you the piece of the actual set list.
Yeah, the actual set list from the floor, ripped of duct tape, and give it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, because they tape it to the stage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can look down and see
All
what to play next.
Have
uh-huh.
it? So drummers, there's multiple?
Drummers, bass players, musicians, even the artists themselves.
And you don't have to pay
list.
For it?
No.
Most people don't ask for it.
Yeah, most people don't ask for it. They don't know it's there. It's
you
a
have
weird...
to be like a person oh. like her. We went to a concert a couple Elmin. Weeks ago.
Yeah,
went to see Elmin, and I went and got it for her.
Oh my God, we like, I was so happy.
That's yeah, cool. She was shooting her shot at Daniel. Which one was it,
Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh yeah, she was shooting her
Daniel
shot.
Daniel Kaluuya is in a band?
No, he was at no. the concert with oh. us. He was like two tables over. Because
we had tables.
Like,
we had
tables. I think that's Dan Clough.
He's British, right?
He is.
So at the end of the show, she goes up, she moves up, hey, dang it, hey,
I didn't
you put
not,
a pigtail
I
behind
not
you?
Do
I'm,
that.
I'm corny.
I did not do that.
Are you a vegan?
I didn't do that. I said hi.
That's and it? He,
well, no.
Game.
I said, first I was like, I didn't know. I was like, man, it's kind of awkward. I was like,
that's so your voice
like,
in so your
just,
head?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, all right, bitch, go do it. And then Farron was like, oh, you need to show the titty. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to put that kind of energy out, Farron.
What?
Farron's trying to pimp me out.
Oh, that's what you're going to do.
I know. And I was like, no, like, I'm getting my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I got my jacket. I put my jacket over. I walked over. I was like, hey. I was like, nice to meet you. I just want to let you know that I find you attractive and I'd like to get to know you.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Patrick.
What is
Shut
this
up.
Fucking law school?
Shut up. Shut up. Anyway. But that was it. But honestly.
Wait, how'd that work? How'd it work?
I mean, it was received well, but no, I have not heard from
Daniel Kaluuya.
Well. I've not heard
so,
from Daniel.
So, Farron was right.
No, you know what? If I have to use my body to attract someone, mm-hmm. then you know they're just not for me.
There you go.
You know.
But what about like an extra boost?
You know? It's like you plus. You know, it's like a mushroom for Mario. It's like,
it doesn't mean he's not
there you go.
Talented.
Yeah.
If you got stung once, you won't die.
He's still talented.
Listen,
right?
You wore it.
I know,
to the
I
concert.
I did.
To be seen. And all you were doing was just leaving your jacket behind. It wasn't like you were pulling them down. It just would have been like, hey, my name is Courtney.
Are those the titties?
Yeah.
Those look like with the freckles and everything.
So you had them out for everybody but Daniel Kaluuya.
Huh?
That's why. That's the logic you should be thinking about. Like, man, they out. They out for all these weirdos, you know?
I had my jacket on the majority of the time. Anyway, the focus with the concert.
So he said, wait, sorry, I just got one more. You ready? So did he say nope? Okay, I'm sorry. That's all I got.
Yo, what up? Just to hear more, I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. You understand me? Y'all know I've been promoting BetterHelp for years now. I'm not going to stop promoting because I think men's health and mental health go hand in hand. Especially when it comes to black men, all right? Especially when it comes to people of color who grew up in households who were told that this family's business stays inside this house. You don't go outside this house talking about family. I get it. You don't want to throw your family members under the bus, but some of your family members are trash. I grew up with some family members that are trash, and that's how I know, all right? They may mean well, but what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for the other person. But I'm going to tell you what works for me. And for a lot of my friends who were hitting the same board, who weren't reaching the goals, who are constantly walking around sad and angry, therapy work. This is not just a fad. This is not something that's going to come and go. This is the real deal. All right. If you're thinking of starting family therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely done online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost to you. No additional cost to you, all right? And it's going to happen very quickly. When I first started doing therapy, and it was traditional therapy, it took me 3 months to find my first therapist. First one didn't work out. Took another 2 months to get me matched up. That one didn't work out. Another 2 months after. You won't have those type of problems with BetterHelp. It's great to be able to have someone to talk to. Someone that's a professional. Someone to give you an unbiased opinion about what you're thinking. Also, someone to ask the right questions to pull out the information that you need to realize what may be holding you back. So if you're ready to start, you're ready to try something different, you've been trying it all of this way for these many years, try something different. If you're ready to take that next step, go to betterhelp.com/DIYS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/DIYS today to get 10% off your first month. Thank me later.
Good concert though.
It was a fantastic. Really, Elmian is probably is my favorite. He is an R&B artist based out of London. He's of African descent, but he's, when I tell you, like a gift from the angels, his voice.
What's his name again? Churchy too. You can tell he grew up in the church.
What's his name again?
Elmian.
Elmian?
Elmian. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One word?
Yes.
E-L-M-A-I-N-E?
E-N-E.
E-N-E.
So good. I mean, oh my God.
You say he has, like, he always wears a muumuu.
Very much upcoming. Yeah, he always wears a muumuu. He does wear a muumuu, and
oh, he's real African.
E-L-M, yep. Okay, he's not coming up? there's an I. There he is. Yeah. Oh, okay. There's an I in it, yeah.
Yeah, he always has on the momo. He's funny, though, because he was giving little stories in between the songs and
lots
stuff like that.
Lots of personality.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Got a Questlove kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He always has a pick in?
No, I usually just see the fro. The pick, I'm actually just not noticing that
he
has
mad
that much.
Photos with the pick.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
He's from where? Ghana?
I don't know where he's from, like his family origin. I know it's from Africa, but he's London.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who would y'all, what would y'all do if you're in a store and you suspect that somebody got sex milk all over your back?
Sex milk? Mm-hmm. Are you talking about semen?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Nut on the back.
Come. Come again.
I would wonder how they did it behind my back. Like, how did they even do that?
Like, did they pre in the corner?
And then just throw it at you?
Nah, like, just jerk it to, like, halfway, and then get in the store and be like, I got to find somebody.
Well, that's chemical, what is that? Chemical warfare? That's terrorism.
That's, yeah, that is, like you... what is that? Like,
you gotta fight.
Bodily fluid of any sort.
Well, that's exactly what happened to one young lady. According to Fox 5 News, on May 11th, a woman was shopping at a Whole Foods location at 5001 Peachtree Boulevard near Claremont Road and Chambly? Okay, sure, I'll take it. When a random man allegedly ejaculated on the woman's back. Chambly Police Department said Dr. Sabin? I've never seen that name
in my life.
Dr. S. Lovell, who is a plastic surgeon, claims she stopped at the grocery store to pick up a few things after work at the gym. I see this gentleman walking down this aisle who's pretending to be shopping, and he's holding a basket, and he looked kind of like a normal gentleman. Like in his late 20s, early 30s.
That's the nothing ejaculation like, supermarket age.
Nothing like extra suspicious about him. While speaking to reporters, she said that the incident went down when she bent over to reach some chips. And when she felt something weird on her back, I bent over to grab some chips. And as I was doing that, I felt something like wet and warm on my back. So I put my hand back there, small on my back. And then I saw that it was gooey white substance. And I turned around. See the guy looking at me, and then he zips his pants up.
So I'm imagining her outfit. She just says she came from the gym, so it's probably like a sports bra or something, midsection out. And she said it, he ejaculated. So doesn't that mean like the actual shooting out of it?
Yeah.
So he was that quick with it.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he prompted it in the car, did it like a halfy, got it to a chub. Went inside, finished it off.
And as soon as she bent over for chips.
Oh, he might have been walking around slow. He might have just been walking around with the basket, just like, let me see.
That
as soon as he bent over, boop, boop, boop. People are weird, bro. Some people don't take that much for it. Like,
that's so fucked up.
That is very, very fucked up.
I thought it was going to be funnier, but this is really horrifying.
Yeah, it's just a gross-ass guy.
It is just a gross-ass guy.
This is why women would prefer to be in a forest with a fucking bear. This is why.
Although that's probably, I get why that's a popular thing, but a bear?
Here's the thing. You don't know if the bear is going to give chase.
And men are pretty.
Men are just predatory.
Pretty known for being fucked.
Yeah, just unnecessary assholes.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I don't know how she's going to ever
recover
feel comfortable shopping. Whole Foods, too. It wasn't a food for less.
Exactly. It was. I know. Like, I understand that things are organically sourced, but he didn't have to go that far. And what the fuck is the security doing, right? Like, security, you know, at least the Whole Foods in Hollywood, in my neighborhood,
they should be looking at
there's security at the door.
Yeah, but it's just even look like a regular guy. Yeah. So maybe you don't know. Like, this guy comes in, he's not wearing tattered clothes, he looks well groomed, and he just grabs a basket, probably put a couple items in there, and he's just walking around, maybe with a long shirt, stroking it underneath the shirt. You never know. But either way, like, it doesn't sound like he looked like the typical person.
What if the security, like, jumped in the way of it? Like,
no. He's on the ground, a guy runs away. Like, oh, my God, are you okay?
He was like, oh,
I'm fine. Put it on family, I love him.
Right. Tell him not to charge you for bags.
Did they arrest him?
I think we had to finish reading at another play. No, yo, this nigga saying, was she in a yogurt aisle? This is why Instagram is just a cesspool.
Yeah. Did she get a DNA test from the shirt?
Was she in the yogurt aisle?
It's wild.
Was there security?
What's wrong with y'all?
We don't take nothing serious. As a culture, we don't take anything serious.
That's fucked up.
I don't know what I would do as a woman. If I'm in, let's say I'm in Whole Foods or Air One, and someone comes on my back,
That's not funny. It's just how you said it.
You did. It was very casual, very matter of fact. This guy comes on my back while I'm in Air One, right?
Yeah. And I like to be very matter of fact sometimes. Gotcha. Just get to the point. I don't like to beat around the bush. Yeah. He did. Anyway, so here we go. Jesus. So if that happened to me, how would I feel? I think I'd be mortified, but maybe I'm such a weirdo. I would be upset, but then I'd be like, man, you have to be really going through it to where. Like, what part of me were you jacking off to? Then I'd start asking questions. Like, all right, so, like...
It'd go down on rabbit hole.
What made you... I wouldn't be intrigued in him, but in the situation, the psychology behind it.
You were like, the gym's like, paying off.
Right, yeah, exactly. Okay, Lululemon.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's fucked up. You can get diseases from that, right?
Absolutely.
Just the semen?
Well, and you can catch things, yeah.
You can what?
STIs.
I'm just sure. From the semen?
I think. I don't know. That's I've never fucked. Had an STD.
Is it from that? Because I thought once the semen hits the air, like the...
I'm sorry. When the semen hits the
air. No, like, I mean, because even if...
Everything is viral. Yeah, yeah.
No,
does when semen hits the air, does it lose its... Getting STI from semen. From sexual contact. Oh.
Person, blood, same as
oral, anal, or vaginal sex. Like, what about if it touches?
Yeah, spread mainly by sexual STIs.
Yeah,
caused by bacteria, parasites.
It might have to touch the area in order, maybe for it to actually. But anyway,
well, no, you don't know how sick he is. Like there was that girl who got cum on her face or something like that, and they realized that the dude had worms in his semen because he was having sex with dead bodies.
Stop it!
He worked at a morgue. You never heard that story?
That's crazy. I don't know if I missed that one.
And if he's sick enough to be doing that, you don't know what else he's doing.
That's true. But I don't know. I feel for the mental state of that man. I feel for the victim, the woman as well. I feel for her. And I also feel for the mental state of him. It's just a bad situation all around.
That's
I wouldn't
wild.
Shop at Whole Foods anymore. I would want all my groceries.
Instacart.
I'd sue Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon owns Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jeff in the hand, too?
Yeah, he in his bag. Because if you use your Prime number, you get a discount on your food.
Yeah. But you get additional 10% off the sale items.
But did they buy Whole Foods or did he start it?
No, he bought it. It was after. It was an after pack. It was in a
couple years.
He acquired
it. What would you guys think is the dirtiest city in America?
What city did that happen in? The coming back. The comeback.
That
thing.
Was Atlanta. Yeah, that was Atlanta.
Let's put that on the list.
Peachtree. Atlanta. Sorry. Houston tops the list of 20... dirtiest cities in America.
That's crazy.
I don't
like Houston.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Not at all.
Why not?
Why not?
Because it was published.
I'm from Oklahoma. I was raised in Oklahoma, but I was co-raised by Houston. My dad lived in Houston my whole life. A lot of family is still in Houston. When I go home for Christmas, I go to Houston.
So you're biased.
And I lived in Houston for several years, and I lived in not downtown, but I lived in Montrose area.
Okay.
And close to Midtown.
Gotcha.
And there would be homeless encampments, you know, outside the Shipley's. Because there's always Shipley's Donuts.
Oh.
And that would be kind of the dirtiest that I would see. Like, it's not, I think when you live in like a Hollywood or a New York, you see real
sounds like
grime.
Sounds like
and that was not real grime.
It sounds like
and
you may have been sheltered from the real
grime. Yeah, what about the other parts of Houston?
Okay. Let's just jump into it real quick. In addition The study analyzed data from various federal agencies, including the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, Census Bureau, Department of Energy, Environmental Protection Agency. You may not be surprised to learn that Houston, or you may or may not be surprised to know that Houston has topped the list. This is due to high levels of pollution, a significant cockroach problem, and greenhouse gas emissions from large industrial plants.
Okay, I believe that. Okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't have. You can't see the greenhouse gas.
I believe that wholeheartedly. You know what? I would get more migraines in Houston. So that is, what is it called? There's a word for the air quality specifically, as it's called barometric pressure or something. Anyway, somebody Google it now. But I would get migraines more frequently in Houston because of that air quality and pressure. So
that's why you're surprised by this.
Well, I automatically went to dirt on the street. That is misleading. Hold on. Dirtiest cities?
They said polluted. Significant cockroach problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's also.
All right, I forgot about the roaches.
And pollution.
Several California cities also made the list. San Bernardino was ranked among the dirtiest as residents are the most dissatisfied regarding cleanliness for the second year in a row. I wonder what other cities. Can we go through that? Let's see what we got. Houston, Texas, number one. Newark, New Jersey. Is Dame still here? I just wanted them. Oh, okay. So, yeah, but still Jersey. San Bernardino, California. Detroit, Michigan. Jersey City, New Jersey. Oh, Jersey's on there twice. Okay.
Damn.
Bakersfield, California. So San Antonio, Texas. Fresno, California. Oklahoma City.
I don't believe
that.
You don't see it?
Yonkers, New York.
That's where you were born?
Oh, man. Shreveport, Louisiana. New York, New York.
New York being 12 is crazy.
Right. Yeah. Birmingham, right after Oklahoma? Jesus,
I see roaches and rats all the time.
Birmingham, Alabama, Ontario, California, Los Angeles, California, Modesto, Palmdale. Jesus, California is all
we are on there more
Hollywood,
than anybody else.
Florida, Las Vegas, and Fort Lauderdale. Now, is number one, is this in ascending or descending order? Because it's number one, the worst?
Number one, dirtiest.
This is the dirtiest list.
Oh,
so
wow.
We are 4 above Las Vegas. And we are 3 cities dirtier or less dirty than New York.
Yeah, shit.
And I feel
Oklahoma is more dirty than New York. That's crazy.
I feel like I'm
punching up here because California's on there the most, so I don't feel like I'm disrespecting anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But goddamn. LA is 15 is disappointing.
It really is. I thought we were dirtier than that.
Don't say we, Oklahoma. All right.
I think I've been here long.
I've been to Hollywood, Florida. Granted, I wasn't there long.
It's
so
pretty nice, though.
Fort Lauderdale Airport is located there in Hollywood, or near it.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with it, but I mean, you know, that's what it was.
Courtney, you've lived in a lot of these places.
It's following you.
Well, I've definitely been to Newark. I was in San Bernardino for a show not too long ago. Definitely been to Detroit. Got family in Detroit. Jersey City, drove past it. Bakersfield, definitely drove up and through that bitch. San Antonio, I've been before. Fresno, California, I've been before. Yonkers, I've never been. I don't know what the other ones are. Shreveport, Louisiana, definitely been there. New York, obviously. Birmingham, haven't been there. I'm a little bit afraid to go. Ontario, yep. Modesto, no. I haven't gone to Modesto. Haven't gone to Palmdale.
Right.
Wow, hippie, I thought it was girl power.
That
I'm actually afraid of roaches. If I saw a roach, I was raising a house, man. If there was a roach, my mom cussed out the neighbors next door who had roaches because they were dirty. My mom was the biggest, like, she's a clean freak.
Really?
I grew up cleaning every Saturday. Oh my God.
Saturday. Not even Sunday?
Yeah, every Saturday. That was church day.
Yeah, Sundays went to church, but yeah, we had to clean the house on Saturday.
My mom cussed out neighbors and called the cops on neighbors for having roaches. We do not do roaches over here.
Yeah, but what are they about to do?
I don't know. Arrest the roaches?
Absolutely nothing. She's just doing it to prove a point. I'm going to do something about it until you do something about it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, she was just putting her foot down.
Damn. That's crazy.
LA is pretty dirty. Like downtown, Hollywood.
Downtown is crazy.
Mid-city.
This is all you right here, Pat. I'm going to let you handle this one right here.
Oh, wow.
What's up, guys? I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Blue Chew. Now, if you know me, you know I'm no stranger to Blue Chew. I've talked about it many a times. If you're living on a rock, welcome, okay? For those that don't know or that just like to hear me say it, Blue Chew is phenomenal for me, okay? When I started taking Blue Chew, did not need it, okay? I didn't need it. I just wanted to see what the possibilities could be. And let me tell you something, they've been endless since I've sort of taken them. When I first started with Bluetooth, yeah, we got the free trial. You know, hey, this try this out, see if you like it. After the second tablet, I was like, oh, everybody needs to know about this. It took my game. It took my love, make it to another level, one that I cannot reach without Bluetooth. So I don't know what else to tell you other than it's unique online service, right? It has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable tablet and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew is created and shipped in the USA. Okay, so comes to your door, discreet package. You ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to go to the doctor's office. You ain't got to fill out no loan forms at the doctor's office and wait in line at the pharmacy. You ain't got to do any of that type of stuff. It's going to have people in your business have you feeling a certain type of way, okay? Privacy, discreet, convenient, suited to your lifestyle. Those are the things that should shoot out at you. No pun intended. See what I did there? Anyway, if you ready to give it a try, you know I'm going to hook you up, all right? All you have to do is go to bluechew.com, use the promo code DIYS to receive your first month for free. Now, all you really have to do is pay $5 for shipping, and you got $5. You got $5. To see. We don't want that. You know what I mean? How y'all, because we don't, nephew, this you? Fellas, you got $5 to see what could truly be, all right? So go to bluechew.com today. Use the promo code DIYS to get your first month for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You're welcome.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Well, here's the headline. Groom discovers his bride is a man after they marry in a wild scam. So this is catfish at the highest level, I think.
Highest level.
26-year-old Indonesian man known as Ak discovered that his newlywed bride, Adinda Kanza, was actually a man just 12 days after their marriage. Okay, he found out 12 days after. Okay, I almost read that wrong. As the sordid details of this elaborate scam continue to unfold, it has become increasingly clear that Ak fell victim to a meticulously crafted scheme designed to swindle him out of his hard-earned money. The depth of the deception is particularly staggering, given that the couple had been engaged in a year-long courtship during which they had met in person on multiple occasions. Yet somehow the imposter managed to maintain the illusion of femininity throughout their entire relationship, only to be unmasked less than 2 weeks into their ill-fated union.
How do you unmask that? Like, I'm thinking of like some Scooby-Doo. Draws. Like, huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I want to know.
Yeah, can we pull up the full?
Did they not smash?
It seems like it was like an arranged thing. They said that they met up a couple times, so I don't think this was like a madly in love type of thing. And here's the thing. With stuff like this, if somebody transitioned in their life, fine. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. That's not what this is about. I think it's the scam part.
It's the tricking part. So it is crazy because we don't know. Where's it? Is this an Indian man or what did they say?
Indonesian.
So I don't know what their, you know, annulment rules are for something like this, but it has to be something in place.
To get this man out of
this marriage. Is it possible to make everything a little bigger?
After getting it off online. So, no, maybe it wasn't a rain scene. They met online.
Okay. They had quickly made plans to meet in person. Ak said Kanza always wore traditional Muslim attire that covered her entire face when they met, claiming to be a devout Muslim. Okay. 12 days after the wedding, suspicions arose as Ak noticed that Kanza refused to communicate with his family and continued to wear her veiled attire at home. So putting a religious reason behind covering your face.
This is crazy, bro. Hold on.
She constantly found excuses to avoid intimacy, citing reasons ranging from her menstrual cycle to feeling unwell.
Wow.
So he tracked her down to her supposed family address. Shockingly, he discovered that Kanza was not an orphan as she had claimed, and her parents were both alive and well.
Damn!
She learned that Kanza was actually a man.
Damn!
Identified as Esh. who had been cross-dressing since 2020.
Oh, the pandemic.
The parents also revealed that they had never heard of Ack as their son-in-law and were unaware of the relationship. He later told the Esh later told the police that he intended to marry Ack to steal his family's assets.
Oh.
The police even noted that Esh genuinely resembled a woman. Police said that, okay, especially when wearing makeup, adding his voice was somewhat high-pitched, much like a woman's voice.
Damn.
They further speculated that although Esh has dated women in his life, he may have enjoyed impersonating a woman while dating men.
That is
the greatest
bonkers.
Scam I've probably
He's not been arrested and
time.
Detained under local laws. He faces fraud charges and can face up to 4 years in prison. Mm. The news reported by Indonesian digital media outlet. What's that? Ditkaram, and reposted in China by Red Star News, has astonished many observers.
Look, I've watched the show Catfish. I've watched many episodes. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do understand that love comes to people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I would just advise against the whole internet meeting thing. It's just, I feel like if it's just how y'all connect and then y'all make it a real in-person relationship soon after that, but it's like there's just too many things. There's FaceTime, you know. But even that, like, there's just... Catfish has showed me that some people will talk to somebody for years before meeting them, and then they're just kind of setting themselves up for devastation, even if it's not as crazy as them being a different genre.
We got you.
Gender.
Yeah. It's okay. We understood where you're going.
It's the fourth episode.
Gender.
Vagina.
Gender. Or not looking exactly how you... If you have all that build up and all that hope, you're kind of just setting yourself up for failure. And it's just there's just so many things that can happen, especially since like this was a play at his family's money. It wasn't even like how Catfish is, which is just like, I thought you wouldn't like me. You know, this is like, no, I was trying to steal from him.
Man,
yeah.
Did y'all hear that story about the guy whose son got stopped by a cop, and then cop killed him, and then the dad of the slain son waited and then went to the graduation of the cop that killed his son. His daughter was having a graduation, and the man went to the graduation and then shot the cop's daughter.
Oof.
Oh, not even the cop?
Yeah, the cop's daughter.
Ooh, that
he said,
is
they
crazy.
Said that he was out sitting on the curb afterwards, just mumbling eye for an eye and some other shit.
You know.
But supposedly it was a big thing, and supposedly it was all fake. But it was like a buzz for like 3 days on the internet.
What was fake about it?
The whole story was made up.
Oh, by who?
I don't know, because like the media outlet that it came from, no matter where you search it, it only came up on one media outlet.
Do you know what the media outlet was? Was it the Onion?
Nah, it was some other thing. Let's see.
I mean, I don't know. That's a fucked up story, but I think that if people made decisions thinking that this could happen to my own, I think they would think a lot differently.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at the concept.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't necessarily believe in that level of like revenge. But
that is crazy. What are your what are y'all like long distance or like internet dating rules? Like, do you have to see them and talk to them pretty quickly, or can you do the whole long time just
without
over the
seeing.
Internet. Yeah.
So I've never dated or met anyone online before, but I have done long distance on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. I would argue that probably that is a childhood trauma because I like long distance relationships. But
you like them?
I do. I don't mind them as in ways that other people might. So for me, how I cope or I find balance in it is, you know, we should talk pretty frequently and see each other once a month. I think once a month. It depends on too. Like, okay, if we both have very busy lives, right? Aligning to our schedules. Of course, we have priorities. You know, we're adults. We have focuses and things like that that take priority. And if you can't understand that as a partner, that is a little, you know, it's a deal breaker. But once a month, frequent communication.
Why don't you mind it? There's something else there. Is it because you like your personal space? You don't want somebody just coming over whenever they want to. You don't want somebody being all up under you. It's something more there than I don't mind. Because most people are like, I want my boo all in my face. I want to be able to go see them whenever I want. I want to smash whenever I want. And you're like, nah, it's okay.
I think, okay, so there's pros and cons to that. Like, I mean, obviously the first choice is definitely to have a local companion.
Right.
But I don't necessarily let locale dictate whether or not I'll connect with the person.
Okay.
You know, because there's a whole world out there. So it's like, okay, cool. Like, I you know, for me, I don't mind people being in my space.
Right.
I don't like company like that. But when it comes to someone I love.
It's been less than five people that have seen the inside of your place.
Now that's grown to seven. But yes, like over, yes, 4 years I've been at the same place. About seven niggas, that's it. Not even niggas, people.
Damn. Okay. Shit.
And so like I'm.
In how many years?
Four.
Okay.
She on some Vince Staples shit.
Yeah.
Homies don't come to my house. Nobody in my house.
I don't mind that. You see these stories like this, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But like, when it comes to that, I like my privacy, and mm-hmm. then, but at the same time, when it comes to someone I love, like your presence won't. I won't ever get tired of you. But it's not because I don't like people in my space. Now I will say, I think you know, being on this entertainment journey, and you know, growing and becoming the best artist that I can be, that does require time, energy, mm-hmm. and inner alignment. And so sometimes. That does benefit my favor in this season, you know, to date remotely, because it's like, okay, cool. Like now I have the best of both worlds kind of,
mm-hmm. okay.
and figure out how to come together. But you know, right. yeah.
Once a month is crazy.
Once a month? Once a month is
once
not.
Once a month is
Once
crazy.
A month is not bad.
You would need more than that, Pat.
It's a very active month. So okay,
I mean, is it like they're there for like a weekend or a week? Or
I would say like hypothetically speaking, like eventually the end goal is to live in the same city, because a lot of my relationships have been maybe like, you know, a percentage of the time long distance, but then the end goal was of course being in the same city and live together. Or it started in the same city, people got job opportunities, then it became long distance, whatever it may be.
Right. Okay.
But. You know, let's say if we're on a monthly cadence, it's mm-hmm. several days. It's like, all right, maybe like three, 4 days.
Okay.
3-4 days. Cool. Mm. All right. You got stuff to do. I got stuff to do.
Right.
But if we don't, and, you know, it can happen more frequently. But I say at least.
Minimum.
You know, once a month. But yeah. then it might be every 6 weeks if, you know, shit's popping on both ends. You gotta get this bag, you know, like. Yeah.
It ain't the same city. It ain't meant to be.
Oh, no.
It ain't the same city. It ain't no. my bitty.
I got jurisdiction.
I got to be in the city with the bitty. Got to be in the city with them titties. Huh? Shit.
Jurisdiction.
I wouldn't talk to somebody that lives in San Bernardino. Like, who coming to see you?
Oh.
No, baby.
I've been with people who are like, oh, where did she live? IE, Inland Empire.
Oh, shit, all right.
Oh, that's fine.
I didn't go once. But.
She came down to see you?
She was a commuter. So, that works. But I think if it's like, it's your turn
that's
now.
Oh, such a passenger princess. No.
Right. It's like,
no, I was never in the car.
I know. I'm just saying, passenger princess
she
don't
was
drive.
A commuter, not me.
Right.
But I mean, she commuted for like, you know, other stuff too. So it's like, oh, you're used to it already.
Never met her halfway. Did you at least offer her gas money?
No.
No, but.
Peen.
Since she commuted for like other things like work.
Penn's oil.
It's like, if you don't want to go home, you want to go to just a quick drive to work the next day.
Yeah, just stay here.
It's your boy.
Honestly, yeah. that's fair.
That's free hotel.
That's fair. Yeah, honestly.
Free hotel stay.
I rock with that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They get a little, you
fresh
know,
towels and
they
stuff.
Get a little me on the side. It's a good
massage.
Deal.
Yeah, after
you
a long day.
On the side.
That's crazy. Pat says,
slice
I am the prize.
I didn't
ever get it.
No, don't Simone Biles husband me.
Pat says, I am the prize.
No, damn. That's tough. That is tough. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah, it's all good.
I get what you're saying. But no, never like someone you haven't like seen like that, avoiding mm-mm. FaceTime.
No.
Kind of, okay.
That's weird.
That
anybody
is super
that's avoiding
weird.
FaceTime or anything like that, and y'all trying to build, they always got an excuse. That's fucking weird, bro. I don't trust that shit.
Yeah.
They're a killer.
That's why I low-key kind of blame, not blame, but like there is some blame on the people who are like with the catfish people on that last scene. Because it's like at some point it's just like, yeah, we've been talking for 6 years and she just, you know, she never FaceTimed. She never wanted to see me. She's always avoiding it. And it's like, you had to have known something before the reality show.
Had to have some suspicion.
Yeah.
You ain't pull up on them? Surprise them? Hey, what's up? I'm in your city. Let's meet up.
I can't surprise
them. That's crazy. If I got those type of suspicions, I'm surprising. Mm-hmm. I would never pop up at somebody's house, but I'm like, yo, I'm in your city. Let's meet at this McDonald's.
Right.
I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I would definitely do that.
Because even niggas with a secret, you know, family and with kids and stuff, they'll do the FaceTime, you know.
Yeah.
It's not the seeing, you know.
Niggas be like, yeah, I just got home. I'll just stay in the car and talk to you. No, I want to see your place. I got to clean it up.
It's dirty, man. I'm tired.
Walking there, there's three kids crying as soon as you hit the door.
Damn. I know a girl who said that she talked to a dude who only talked to her in transit, like in the car.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, why are you always going somewhere? It's like, yeah, you know, I just got errands, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
full family.
Oh, damn. There you go, ladies. Let that be a tip. Make the man show you the inside of his bathroom.
See what
the wash products look like.
The toothbrushes.
The toothbrushes, the inside of the shower, what products is in there, and underneath the cabinet.
What's the telltale signs of
a woman presence?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a nigga house being too clean. That's the first thing they say.
No.
Who decorated your shit?
No, well, decorations. Not. Mm-hmm. I've met some clean men,
right?
But it's the decorations, the decor, and I would say it's the decor. I'm trying to think of a situation where I've like, oh, a bitch is present. You got to check under the bed too. Under the bed, Listen, hair scrunchies. Hair scrunchies.
Slippers, an extra pair of slippers.
Yeah,
might be there.
Earring, something like that.
Jewelry,
you know, like little stuff. But women be doing that on purpose to mark territory.
I found that out in college. Bobby pins and stuff. Because, like, I would scan a counter, and it's almost like it doesn't even, like, hit my radar. I was just like, but Bobby pins and stuff doesn't, like, process. But then, like, a girl comes over, they're like, Bobby pinned. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, where the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I've also gotten unnecessarily in trouble because I found out how much better y'all soap products were than mine.
Mm-hmm.
In like the shower, so I started getting like peach scrubs and stuff.
Mm. And you never turn back.
And then they look in my shower and they'd be like, "What? Who's this?" I'm like,
"It's me." Then she on the phone with her homegirl, man, this nigga gay.
Are these for your bath, you bitch?
Vanilla peach. It's mine.
I like baths.
It's mine. I'm sorry.
What's this last thing here before we get up out of here? This British challenge.
British accent challenge. Number one, literally.
Literally.
Damn, that was the best one.
Oh, that was a good one. Okay.
Literally.
Bottle of water.
A bottle of water. A bottle of water.
A bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
A bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Are you stupid?
Are you stupid?
Are you stupid?
Stupid.
Pretty good at this. Are you stupid?
Twitter.
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 Twitter. Yeah.
That's my best one. Football.
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 Football. Football.
You're just butchering this.
This is soccer. They're gonna look at this. Soccer.
I was gonna say, this one person, one British person, like, what the fuck are they doing?
Soccer.
I'm just looking forward to number 11. Thanks, Mum, for the delicious food. Thanks, Mum, for the delicious food.
Thanks, Mum, for the delicious food.
I feel like half of that was just my regular
Thanks,
voice.
Mum, for the delicious food.
You're really good at this, okay.
And
3 o'clock.
I took a diet, of course.
It's about 3 o'clock.
About 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, your whole head is in the way.
Tuesday.
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 Tuesday. Is it Saturday already?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday.
All right, this is the one we've all been waiting for.
Harry Potter.
Well, I don't know.
This out of context
Harry
is
Potter.
Such a wild thing. Okay. Liar.
I don't know how to say that.
Liar.
You talk.
Oh, that one's, yeah. YouTube.
It's tea time, isn't it?
It's tea time, isn't it?
I'm a little bit thirsty.
I'm a little bit thirsty.
Double T's be whooping their ass. Bottle of water, Twitter. I'm a little bit thirsty.
On Tuesday.
It's tea time, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, we fucked that up.
This is Clip City. This is Clip City.
Out of context, that is just going to look so ridiculous.
Tuesday?
Okay.
I was literally on Twitter, and it was a little thirsty.
Oh, look at that. It's tea time.
And a fucker threw a bottle of water at me. I looked at him, I said, are you stupid?
Are you stupid?
You're fucking stupid.
It's 3 o'clock.
It's not fucking football.
Harry Potter.
Thanks, man. The food was delicious.
Right.
What time was it? About 3 o'clock. Okay, on a Tuesday. Oh, wait, it was a Saturday.
300, I don't know, because it's Tuesday.
Yeah, I come home and fuckers watching Harry Potter.
300, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. You liar. That's not a bottle of water.
Twitter.
That's a football.
Are you stupid, Harry Potter?
It's tea time, isn't it?
It's tea time.
Shit. Courtney, what you got going on that the people can look forward to that's going to come out about 4 weeks?
About 4 weeks? Yeah,
it's the end of June.
End of June. Mm-hmm. What I got coming on in June? July. I don't know, man. You could just follow me on Instagram. I always post what I got going on. Court_Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be around. I'd be doing stuff. So, yeah.
Right is. Well, as always, guys, thank you so much for watching Scary Squad. Y'all stay with us for the whole day. A number of you guys, they appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on the regular Tuesday, thank you so much for tapping in with us. We look forward to seeing you next week. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this has been another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, guys.
See you next time, guys. Peace.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case, now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.